Right now it's time to be joined by Mike Cossey. We'll bring him in right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we got some racing this weekend, but Mike sent a picture along to me of a so-called turf course that looks like a little league baseball field from the 1950s that hasn't been updated since the 50s. That's an amazing picture that you sent.
It's of the fairgrounds in Louisiana. They didn't even start racing yet. They didn't even start their meet, and that's the shape of the course. How do you explain that?
And how do you explain people wanting to run their horses on it?
Oh, they won't. They won't. What they'll do is they'll put up artificial, what they call temporary rails, like 10 feet, 15 feet, 20 feet off of the original rail on the inside of the turf course, and they'll run on the outside of it where they have grass. But that's going to make that wear down even quicker. And the common denominator, because there's another track that's had no grass racing since last summer, Churchill Downs, they just started running on the grass again last week, and it snowed. So that took care of that for a week. They're going to try to run on it again today. But Churchill Downs is probably the most well-known track in the country. And Churchill Downs owns Churchill Downs as well as other tracks, fairgrounds being one of them. How could Churchill Downs let this happen to two of their tracks? The tracks, they run a circuit, certain runs at certain times of the year. They run at Churchill Downs in the spring, the fall. They have a short September meet, and then they run at Keeneland, and then basically all the Midwest horses go down to the fairgrounds to run for the winter from November until March, until Keeneland opens up again. How do you do this? Where are these horses supposed to run? When you take turf racing off your card, it really waters down your fields, because there's only so many horses can run at certain races on the dirt, and the turf races is what makes the races, really, makes the card better. When you have something like this, I don't know what you want to call it, at fairgrounds, and the situation they've had at Churchill Downs for over a year, how do you explain that? Like you said, I sent you that picture. You didn't even start your meet yet. How could your turf course be in such shambles? Mm-hmm. And for people that didn't see the meet, didn't see the picture, Marshall explained it like an old Little League field. Just imagine going out in your yard or your front yard and constantly walking the same path for hours a day, and you see how the grass wears out in that spot. That's what this looks like from the inside rail to about 6 feet off of it. It looks like it was an old path for horse carts in the 1980s, in the 1880s. I don't understand how that could be possible. I really don't. And nobody's questioning them on this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's bad. It's awful.
All right. Well, we obviously have some racing going on this weekend.
Yeah,
though,
I got two. I got one at Aqueduct on the turf tomorrow. It's a mile and a 16th on the outer turf. And they have two turf courses at Aqueduct, and getting late in the season now, so they utilize one day and one the other day. And the outer turf course has been real, real conducive to speed horses. There's two horses in this race. One is the six horse, Dakota Gold, has speed for Danny Gargan. Reeves Thoroughbred Racing owns this horse, and they've been having a great year. This horse is a New York bred stepping into open company, but like I said, this horse has some speed in it. The layoff is the question mark, but I'm going to use this horse at 9-2 regardless. But my top pick is the one horse, Churchtown. This horse is 6-1. Hasn't been out since September. Comes down from Canada for Roger Atfield. Turf racing is over up in Canada, but this horse is very, very sharp. Has speed, has the rail, is going to get out and go as far as he can, as long as he can. And I think this horse is going to do the job at 6-1. So in New York tomorrow in the seventh race, the one, Churchtown's my top pick, and the six, Dakota Gold, is going to be my second pick. And then we're going to go to Churchill Downs for their stake race tomorrow. It's the 10th race, the Chalukie. This is on the dirt. It's a mile, one-turn race. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the favorite on the rail, the one-horse coach trained by Brad Cox. This horse has nice numbers, has been running in some decent stakes races all year. Ran last year in the Kentucky Oaks. But to me, this horse is a predominantly a two-turn race horse. Going the one turn mile is a different animal, and he's running. She's running against horses that are one turn horses. So I'm going to use the horse on class alone, but I like two other horses to get the job done. The two horse Mariah's Princess, trained by Phil Bauer. This horse has two races over the course with a win. Excuse me. Won two races last year, had a layoff until October, came back off a layoff from December to December, over a year layoff to run big. Expect this horse to run real big tomorrow with that race under her belt. But my top horse is going to be the four-horse Ice Orchid, trained by John Ortiz. This horse is coming off a mile-and-an-eighth victory at Keeneland. Prior to that, off a layoff, ran a one-turn mile at Churchill. Ran a real nice race, again, off a big layoff from February to September. Ran third in that race. Should be real tight tomorrow for this race at Churchill Downs. So Ice Orchid at 10-1. The four-horse is going to be on my top pick. The two Mariah's Princess and the one Coach are going to round out my exactas. So not a lot of racing tomorrow, but we got a couple to play. with the situation on the turf at the fairgrounds, which opens next week, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but we'll see what we can do. And as long as it doesn't snow, Aqueduct will keep on running on the grass for at least another 2 weeks.
We're talking about turf next year, brand new turf at MetLife Stadium.
Oh, for why? What's going on with that? People getting hurt?
Well, they did.
How old is MetLife Stadium?
Oh, God, it's got to be close to 10 years now.
Is it that old?
Yeah, but the Giants normally change their turf every 3 years. But you got to remember, the Giants and Jets once again are sharing that stadium, so they're not going to bring in real grass because they can't. But they're going to bring in the turf that has gotten rave reviews at other stadiums.
I was just going to say that though. If you're changing a turf course every 3 years, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
It might be better off getting grass.
Yeah. Well,
because you could change the grass every year. I don't think it's going to cost you as much as doing a turf course over every 3 years.
Yeah, but it's interesting. The players along the league spoke out, and they're going to change it. So
I got a good thing. Play on asphalt.
And remember the old Philadelphia Phillies baseball stadium? That turf with the seams
with
in
the
it.
Seams
that,
in it.
That was exactly like asphalt.
I think it was. I think it was a rug just laid over asphalt.
It's pretty,
if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty amazing. All right, Mike, have yourself a good weekend.
You too, Marshall. Take care.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the check on racing this weekend in our area. We'll go to sports right now. We'll get to Earthwise in just a few minutes. And in sports, well, you knew it was going to happen. Aaron Judge, who had a season among all seasons, has been named the American League MVP. And over in the National League, 35-year-old Paul Goldschmidt, one of the oldest MVPs in history, he was named the National League winner. And with Judge is naming of becoming the MVP, the first Yankee to win the award since Alex Rodriguez in 2007. And he's the 21st Yankee to win the MVP award. All right. So we've talked about that. Let's move on. We'll talk a little bit about football. The Pack isn't back. The Pack lost to Tennessee last night, 27-17. They're now 4-7. I don't even know whether they'll make the playoffs or not. They're playing unbelievably poor. Unbelievably poor. It's hard to believe that it's the Packers. Well, anyways, coming up this weekend, the Bears take on the Falcons, the Eagles take on the Colts, the Jets and the Panthers, the Commanders against the Texans, the Rams against the Saints, the Browns against the Bills, the Panthers against the Ravens, the Lions take on the Giants, the Raiders take on the Broncos, the Cowboys take on the Vikings, the Bengals take on the Steelers, the Chiefs take on the Chargers, and the 49ers and Cardinals will tangle. All right? That's the Monday night game. So that's a look at last night's NFL action and also a look at the upcoming weekend. Let's move over to the NBA now. Last night, the Nets beat the Trailblazers 109 to 107. The Celtics over the Hawks, 126 to 101 yesterday. Today, let's see who's playing. Who's playing today? The Celtics against the Pelicans, the Knicks against the Warriors. All right. We'll go over to the National Hockey League last night. The Kraken, calling the Kraken, beat the Rangers 3-2. The Bruins over the Flyers 4-1. I think those are the only local teams that played yesterday. Let me just scan. No, the Devils beat the Maple Leafs 3-2 yesterday. And I think that's it for the local teams that played yesterday. And tomorrow, the Devils take on the Senators. The Bruins take on the Blackhawks. Islanders take on the Stars. And the Rangers take on the Sharks. That's tomorrow. And that is a check on sports this morning and horse racing on Robin Hood Radio.